is a beautiful world.
Jonah and Jesse Marks like to travel all over the world together. They're brothers. And when they travel, they like to carry back artifacts, keepsakes, mementos from the places that they've seen. But what they bring back with them, it isn't your average kitschy keepsake. No t-shirts or souvenirs. In fact, their idea of treasure can't even be seen or touched. What they carry back is sound. The Marx brothers run an online sound bank called thetouchofsound.com. Jesse is a sound engineer by day, and Jonah works at an investment firm. But their true love is travel and collecting sound for others to experience.
Well, our first sound we brought to you today is actually from Morocco. It comes from the first trip Jesse and I did together. We were in southern Spain visiting a friend, and she suggested we go to Morocco, and we said yes.
So just like that, you just like used your intuition and decided to jump in a boat?
Absolutely. Hopped on a boat and crossed the Strait of Gibraltar to Tangier. And at the time, we were not very well traveled, and it might as well have been landing on the moon.
So it was a different environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, completely foreign. And when we arrived, we were immediately greeted by a gentleman who became our guide, whether we wanted it to happen or not. And he sort of luckily brought us to where we could exchange money and also brought us to a restaurant where we caught this first sound of the vibe and the music.
Okay, let's listen. So describe to me what the restaurant was like.
It was very colorful. The smells were just amazing. All the spices, the Middle Eastern spices.
Yeah, it was a rainy day, so you kind of hear in the distance the motorbikes on the wet tires, and the food was great.
All right, let's go to the next destination.
Our next sound stop is going to be in Thailand. When we arrived in Bangkok, which was actually our first trip to Asia, we went to Lumpini Stadium, which is the largest Muay Thai boxing arena in the city. And when we got there, the vibe was overwhelming. It was something straight out of a 1970s martial arts film. There was this band playing music as the fight was happening, and there was guys
much more interested in the gambling than they were on the fight.
Yeah, the slap of the hands, the yelling at each other, all about the betting, and
is that what
crazy.
I hear? I hear the shouting. Are they shouting every time someone gets hit?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a little of each. They're chanting at the fight, but there's the guys with the money were drawing much more attention.
It was more about the money at that point than the match itself.
Okay, let's listen. All right, let's go someplace totally different now.
All right, yeah. Our next sound we brought actually takes us to the southeastern coast of Iceland. We took the southern ring road from the capital Reykjavik to Jokarsalon, which is where
the largest glacier in Europe, Vatnajökull.
That's the name of the glacier in Iceland.
Correct. And it's crashing into the North Atlantic Ocean, and it's created this lagoon with hundreds of thousands of icebergs.
That's right. I've been there. They actually shot a James Bond film in this lagoon, right? It's got giant, big glaciers and icebergs that just float around in a turquoise lake.
Incredible
it's
colors.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And it started forming less than 100 years ago, and they think it will be gone within 50 years. So it's this geographic snap of a fingers, and it's an amazing sight to be able to behold.
Let's listen. Okay, let's zoom on. Where should we go next?
All right, our next stop takes us to Turkey and the city of Izmir, which is on the Aegean coast. It's one of our favorite places in any city we go when we travel. It's always the marketplace. It's always lively, sort of the center of the of city's existence. And this is at the food market, where the animated vendors were very, very interested in selling us fish that day.
Did you have a favorite food that day that you bought?
Yes, I really enjoyed the pomegranate juice.
You're delicious.
Yeah, it was very fresh and cheap. And it was such a great vibe, and the architecture was really unique to the 17th century Ottoman Empire.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. So can you describe the market for me real quick, just what it looked like?
Yeah, it was just kind of these long, winding streets that just had all kinds of fish and seafood and cow parts and whatever
chestnuts,
you could imagine.
Cheese, olives.
Delicious. All right, I think we have time for one more stop. Where should we go last?
Yeah, let's go to Northern Australia, and we're going to take a visit to the oldest rainforest in the world. In fact, Daintree National Forest survived the last ice age.
It's wow. over 300 million years old.
What's the climate like here?
Tropical. It's
extremely hot, humid, and full of dangerous animals. I think they say there's more animals that will kill you in that area of the world than anywhere else.
It does seem to be what we've collected some of our diciest species.
Absolutely. And it's not even just the big saltwater crocodiles. It's the little jellyfish that's the deadliest creature in all of Australia.
This is the surf that I hear on the edge of the rainforest?
Correct.
It is. And what's neat about this area is it's incredibly biodiverse when you take into context the aquatic species near the Great Barrier Reef in the area and the land species as well.
All right, let's listen. That's so soothing. That's so different than the Muay Thai boxing room.
Absolutely. It just shows the variety that this world has to offer.
You can listen to all of these recordings and hundreds more. You can even submit your own at the Marx Brothers website, thetouchofsound.com. I'm Heather McElhattan, and this is A Beautiful World from American Public Media.